KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, and of course all kinds of biking and hiking opportunities. Today, Colin Fisk and I are talking with Una Smith, who does a regular bike commute between Arcata and Eureka using a bike and a bus. We'll find out more about that in a moment. Good morning, all.
Morning.
Good morning.
Indeed. Alrighty. So thanks, Colin, and thanks, Una, for joining in. And Una, I'll introduce you. You are the senior planner for HCOG, correct?
Correct.
You work in Eureka. You live in Arcata, and you've been bike commuting for quite some time, right?
Yes, I've pretty much been a bike commuter since moving to Humboldt. If I wasn't walking, I was riding my bike, and I started working in Eureka about six years ago, more or less, and that's when I added the bus.
Fantastic. So, explain how this works, because you do bike and bus commute.
Yeah. So, from my home, I have a bike commute that is a little more than a mile. I ride to the Arcata Transit Center, and there I put my bike in a bike locker that I have reserved for myself. I've had that for 5 or 6 years, too.
Wow.
And I have my own key. I put my bike in my locker so it's covered, which is really nice when it's raining. And then I hop on the HTA's Redwood Transit bus, and I ride to Eureka, and I get off in Old Town, and then I walk to my office, which is just 2 blocks from the bus stop.
Well, that's very convenient. Very convenient. Yeah. Now, not everyone is 2 blocks away from the bus stop there. So if people wanted to, say, take their bike with them instead of putting it into a bike locker, can they do that?
Absolutely, yeah. All of the RTS buses have racks on the front, which are really easy to use. You just pop your bike up there, and then there's a kind of a spring arm that you lift over your front tire, and it's done. So it's really quick. And then you board, and when you're getting off, you just let the driver know you're taking your bike off. And one thing that HTA is doing now, some of the buses have just double racks, and they're going to be upgrading to triple racks so that three bikes can fit on the front. So it'll really help lessen the anxiety that you might not be able to get your bike on the bus at any particular, like, really crowded time. But the other thing is that the bus drivers, at their discretion, when they think it's safe and there's enough room on the bus, they will let you bring your bike on the bus if the racks are full. So you really should never be stranded, except for maybe once in a blue moon.
Okay, well, that's certainly good news. Now, the bike locker, which is more than just a bike rack, making it a little bit safer. We were talking a little bit off air. It's very inexpensive, $3 a month, which is kind of amazing. Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of them, though, right?
There aren't a lot of them, but I would recommend for anyone interested to check in at the Arcata Transit Center, because I think sometimes people reserve them, and then, again, it's reserved just for that person, but then they end up not using it that much. And the Transit Center tries to monitor that, and if they feel that the bike locker is not getting used, then they'll contact that user, is my understanding, and maybe check in with them to get it for someone who needs it in more constant use. Like, I'm there every single day, pretty much, and I don't see other people bringing their bikes in and out, which they might do at another time of day, but I think we really want those for, like, daily commuters.
So let me ask you this. The Bay Trail, of course, we finally got the funding for the final four, and at some point in the near future, it will be complete between Eureka and Arcata. At that point, do you think you're going to just stay on the bike the whole way and give that a go?
I think I will a lot of days. I actually do commute all the way by bike during Bike Month in May. Every Wednesday, we have a Wheelin' Wednesday group that leaves Arcata at 7 a.m., and we all ride together to Eureka. I don't mind the ride once I arrive safe and sound, but yeah, once there's that trail, I think I will do that weekly.
Because that's nice and safe.
Yeah, nice and safe and tranquil and less noise. It's just really fun being on that trail.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people do bike commute between Eureka and Arcata along 101. There is a very wide shoulder there that is actually colored to indicate that it is for bikes. But it is, of course, you know, separated by a strip of paint. And, yeah, there is an element of danger there.
There is, and apart from the safety thing, it's just not that comfortable because, surprisingly, it's much louder on that than even if you go 10 feet away from that, and you do notice the cars whizzing by. And I just like to say that in the safety corridor, a car that's actually going 50, it feels a lot different than a car even going 55. I mean, of course, most people on bikes, they don't want to be around cars going 50 either, which is absolutely logical.
True.
But just to all the drivers who are in the safety corridor, to let you know that a cyclist, we can really feel the difference if you're even going 1 or 2 miles above the posted 50 speed limit. So if you pass me and you're going 50, like, I'm sending you like vibes of good charm and stuff. Like, yeah, I like you.
Yeah.
Or I like the way you drive, I should say.
I do drive between, because I teach at HSU, so I drive between Eureka and Arcata a couple times a week. And a lot of the times, unfortunately, the folks on the safety corridor they seem to be in a rush, and they are going much faster than the posted 50, which is unfortunate. Unfortunate. It's 50 for a reason. Well, once it becomes freeway, it will go back up to 65. But hopefully by then we'll also have that trail in place, which will be fantastic. And anyone who has not tried the Bay Trail, even though it just goes to Bray Cut and back to Arcata, give it a try. It is really wonderful, and just envision it going all the way. I think once it does that, that thing is going to be in use constantly.
Yeah.
So, Una, what is the bike part of your commute like in Arcata?
So in Arcata, I mostly am riding up 11th Street, which in Arcata is an arterial. And for me, I'm riding early in the morning, so I hardly have any cars passing me. Sometimes, actually, no cars my whole ride. There are Sharrows, which is a shared aero. It's that little painted bike on the asphalt that people have seen, and that's to indicate for bicyclists that that's approximately where you should be to not get a door opened from parked cars, and it's to tell drivers that this is where you can expect bikes to be, and you have to pass them with at least 3 feet between you. And then I get to turn off on Arcata's Bike Boulevard, which is a part of I Street, and it goes to the straight to the Arcata Transit Center, which is kind of made for make the bike route a little bit more comfortable for bicyclists and try and get cars to use other routes. So that's really, really a great ride. I tool around on my bike all over Arcata. And I like it.
Great. Yeah, you know, it's I used to commute between Eureka and Ferndale to do my show here on bike. My favorite ride was always the early morning. I'd get out on the road at 4:30 a.m. and it was there wasn't a lot of traffic, and it was just it was quiet, and that was such a joyful ride. So much better than the afternoon back. That was very hectic.
Yeah.
Very hectic.
Yeah, rides without car traffic are just lovely, so that's what the trail's all about. So we're so close to it. It's really exciting.
Absolutely. Colin, you wanted to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, Una, you had mentioned the avoiding car doors, and I have to say that a few years ago, my wife actually was hit by a door on 11th Street, and you know, luckily it didn't actually hit her, but it caught. She had a saddlebag, a pannier on her bike that it caught, and I think, you know, she was sort of probably where she was supposed to be, but with that sticking out of the side of her bike. So I was just wondering whether you've had any experience or whether you have any tips for people, both for drivers and for bicyclists, in terms of avoiding those door collisions.
Yeah. Well, I guess it'd be good to definitely maybe be right on that Sharrow thing or a little bit to the bicyclists, to the on the left of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as a bicyclist, looking in the back of all the car windows to check that there's not a person in there.
Yep.
And also, just all of us have to figure out ways to re-educate drivers who have already gone through driver's ed but aren't aware of the pass with a 3-foot minimum for bicyclists, which is a relatively newer law, but that's the minimum you have to give a cyclist. You have to give them 3 feet. If you can't give them 3 feet and there's an oncoming car, then you simply just wait and then pass them by going into the other lane of the oncoming traffic car.
And
which on 11th, mm-hmm. you can do. You just wait and then pass when it's safe.
That's such an important law, too, because you know, drivers are closer than they think. I mean, it's before that went into effect, several times I may have been passed by cars that were just cutting it too close, and we'd get like whacked by a mirror, which is, wow, that stings, yeah. Something fierce. And with regard to the door thing, for drivers, you know, always look in that rear view mirror, that side view mirror, to make sure no one's biking towards you before you open that door. That is absolutely critical. And for cyclists, I agree. Look in the rear window and see if there's anyone in that car. I was always paranoid. I assumed every car I passed was going to open its door into me. So I always just give it a wide berth if at all possible.
Yeah. And I learned from another cyclist that some of the education they do in the Netherlands is that for drivers, when they're getting out of their car, they teach them, use your right hand to unlatch your door. So that swings your body around, and then you're just automatically looking out behind, and your vision is towards where a bicyclist would be coming from. So drivers should start doing that.
That is an interesting idea. I'd never heard that before. I'll have to keep that one in mind. I would just have to pass that on to all the drivers. make sure they know that. That is good. Well, I like the idea of the bike bus commuting. For those who have that fairly short commute between Eureka and Arcata and vice versa, it's absolutely worth doing. I think folks should probably take advantage of that a little bit more often.
Yeah, and mine's real quick. I'm on the bus 15 minutes. My whole commute is half an hour. And I get to be outside on my bike, and then on the bus I read, and then I have two short blocks
to walk
to my door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all really good, really good. And, you know, a lot more people can do it than do it. I mean, if you have many things, many places that you have to go, you know, after work and whatnot, it's obviously impractical. But if you're just going between work and home, it's the kind of thing that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and even if you do it, you know, one day out of the week,
mm-hmm.
or do it when you can, that still makes a big difference, both for how you feel and for our carbon footprint and everything else.
Absolutely. I mean, when I bike commuted here to Ferndale from Eureka, I only did it twice a week, but it was enough to, after some time, get me in the best shape of my life. It was really, it was a wonderful time.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long ride.
That's a long ride. that is a long one. I definitely had to get up a little extra early for it, but it was really something special. But I would resume it again if the trail made it all the way back to Ferndale. But at this point, having been hit on 101 and survived it, I think I'll wait for the trails.
yeah.
Absolutely. All righty. We're just about out of time. Una and Colin, are there any other things that we need to touch on?
I think we covered most of it.
Oh, well, I just wanted to give
a
little bit of information. I'm lucky enough to be a member of OLLIE, which is the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at HSU, so that I'm eligible to get a Jack Pass. So my bus ride is even more affordable. So people 50 and better should look into that.
Oh, I like that better. I'm better than 50. That's great.
Yeah.
I'll use that from now on. Better. I like that. All righty, Una, thank you so much. And Colin, thanks for pulling all this together. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks, Colin.
Yeah, this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.